Page Drummer. The roar of the presses. Every week, these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed. 15,000 an hour until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color. Great fiction.
Interesting features. Factual articles. Color illustrations.
All these are found in every issue of the American Weekly. All these go to make up the nation's reading habit. Another name for the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. 170 years ago, on February 28th, the first decisive blow for American independence was struck at Providence, Rhode Island, when a party of bold colonial seamen met to organize the daring expedition which destroyed the British warship, the Gaspé. This week's front page drama commemorates this anniversary with an original radio dramatization of this first bid for American freedom, which was struck nearly 3 years before the historic battles of Lexington and Concord. It was the descendants of these gallant seamen that manned and sailed the famous Yankee Clippers, and whose exploits are now told in the current feature, When the Yankee Clipper Ruled the Seven Seas, which is now appearing in the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. In the tap room of Savin Tavern, the proprietor, together with John Brown and Ephraim Bowen, are seated earnestly discussing an item of news appearing in the Providence Gazette.
Read that again, Ephraim.
All right. Listen carefully now. A number of His Majesty's seamen from the crew of the armed schooner, the Gaspé, that has been for some time past cruising in the river, interrupting the traders, firing on oyster boats and molesting general shipping, landed on the Narragansett shore a few days ago and carried off several hogs and quantities of firewood belonging to the inhabitants. Those who offered resistance to the armed marauders were seized and sent to Boston for trial. That's all.
My friend, that's enough. How long are we going to put up with such tyranny? We stood peaceably by and let this jutting sin and his crew ride roughshod over us. He's a worse tyrant than His Royal Highness and roundaboutness, George III, who sends those armed thugs to collect his iniquitous taxes.
Well, we have done all we can legally to protect ourselves from these acts of seizure and robbery. Governor Wanton has complained to Lieutenant Duddington and to his superior officer, Admiral Montague.
And what answer did he get? Read this. It's a copy of Admiral Montague's reply to the governor's protest.
No, no, you read it.
You read it. All right. There it is. And if this doesn't stir the men of this town into action, nothing will. Now listen. In reply to your letters of protest, I find nothing in the actions of Lieutenant Duddington to warrant my interference. Lieutenant Duddington has done his duty and behaved like an officer and a gentleman. And it is your duty as governor to give him your assistance and not endeavor to distress the king's officers for strictly complying with my orders. I shall give them directions that in case they receive any molestation in the execution of their duty, they shall send every man so taken in molesting them to me. I am also informed that there is talk of colonists fitting out an armed vessel to rescue any boat the king's ship may take in carrying on an illicit trade. Let them be cautious what they do, for as sure as they attempt it, and any of them are taken, I will hang them as pirates.
Oh, hang them as pirates, huh? Well, that answers enough for me. I'm ready and willing to join anyone who wants to give these tyrants a battle.
Yes, and I'm right with you. I'll die fighting before I'll submit to any more royal oppression. It's time to strike and strike hard.
Right, yes, sir. Right, sir, Saban.
Yes.
All right, now. Now, what's the plan of action?
Well, what's up, Ben Lindsay? Are the British after you?
Not this time, by heavens. They can't get me for a while. I outsailed them this time.
What are you so wrought up about, Ben?
The Gaspé tried to hold me up in the river today.
Yeah?
But I was a little too fast for them, and I scooped the hand. I let them a merry chase.
Good for you, Lindsay. Good for you.
Up there at the Narrows, about 7 miles below the town, the Gaspé tried to catch me at the turn by coming between me and the shore.
Yeah?
But she ran in too close, and she grounded high up near the bank.
Now, by thunder,
she's at our mercy if we act quickly.
All right, Lindsay. We'll be able to move until high tide. High tide. Let's see, that isn't till the...
Well, after midnight. Yeah, you're right. Well, now's our opportunity to put an end to that raid, once and for all.
Right. Now, look. I'll get word now to our trusted shipmasters to collect 8 of the largest longboats in the harbor, with 5 oars each. Have the oars, rowlocks, well muffled to prevent noise.
Yeah.
Now, let's meet at Spenner's Wharf.
Right across from the tavern here.
Fenner's Wharf. Right after sunset, we'll send out young Thomas to beat a drum and rally the men, telling them to meet here armed and ready for action.
Armed and ready for action.
Yes,
right,
sir.
You get hold of Thomas and tell him to do that.
Right, I will. We'll meet here at 8 o'clock. Roll down to the gas bay. We'll board her, seize the crew, make them prisoners. And when we've loaded them into the longboats, we'll set fire to the gas bay and burn it to the water's edge.
Right.
That's the plan, then.
Well, I, for one, will be ready.
And so will I.
And the crew of my sloop, the Hannah, with myself to command.
It is agreed, then.
Right.
That night in historic Old Sabin Tavern, a hardy band of colonists gathered armed and ready for the great adventure, ready to strike the blow for American independence. Just before 9 o'clock, Captain Lindsay called the roll.
Boat number one taking up the left flank under the command of Captain Hopkins.
Red crew, roll the bandit for. Present ready.
Right. Boat two under the command of Captain Benjamin Dunn.
Everyone present and accounted for.
Boat number three under the command of Colonel Lee from Bourne.
Crew correct. Present and ready.
Boat number four, taking up the right flank under the command of Captain Abe Whipple, Sheriff of Kent County.
All present and accounted for.
Right. Well, very well, gentlemen. Let us be off. Single file, men, and remember, no talking.
No talking.
Take your seats quickly, and on my signal, pull out into the river and wait for the other boats. Lead the way, Captain Whipple.
Be hard to board.
Who comes there?
Like you'll arouse the whole crew better in that way.
Yep, but there goes Captain Whipple's boat. Start alongside.
Hold on, sir! Who comes there? Answer in the name of the king!
Off! Off in the name of the king! Off and give the countersign! Who goes there?
I am the sheriff of the county of Kent.
Look, get it and hide! Go off! Pull away!
I have a warrant to apprehend you.
The devil take you in your warrant. Pull away, I say.
I am coming aboard to serve this warrant and apprehend you. So surrender.
Surrender be damned. You set one foot aboard this vessel and I'll have you thrown in irons, you insolent dog. Pull away, I say.
Look at that bully standing out there in the moonlight, baying like a wolf.
You hear me?
Hand me my gun. I'll kill the boss.
There it is, Ben. Take a good aim.
I won't miss him. Don't worry.
Halt, I say. Pull away from His Majesty's ship,
or good work, Ben. He's fallen. You hit him all right.
I hope I killed the rascal.
All right, men. Forward. Follow me and follow the vessel.
Back in the boat, Captain Whipple. Prisoners and our crew all accounted, sir. We're ready to fire the vessel.
Very, very good, boys. Light those torches. And be sure you get a good blaze started.
I've got all the inflammables I can find piled there below deck up front. I have the captain's cabin and the chart room soaked in oil, ready to ignite.
Right. Then let's begin.
All ready, Captain Whipple.
Cast them in. There, the flames are taking hold.
She'll burn all right. We better pull away before the flames reach the powder room part.
Yes, right you are. Let's be off.
Several days later at Sabin Tavern, Captain Whipple, Sheriff of Kent County, makes an appearance in the tap room.
Gentlemen, let there be order. Order, gentlemen.
Captain Whipple, are you here on official business as sheriff? Or as a private citizen seeking a tank of the mayor?
I am here in my official capacity as sheriff of the county of Kent.
And as such, it is my duty to read this royal proclamation. So, hey. By order of His Majesty, King George III, and the Royal Commission, whom His Gracious Majesty has appointed to search out the participants in the recent rebellion plot which destroyed His Majesty's ship, the Gaspé, which are to date unapprehended, the initial reward of £100 sterling has hereby been increased to 500 guineas. 500 guineas to any person or persons who shall discover the persons guilty, and 100 additional for the discovery and apprehension who acted or called themselves or were called by their accomplices the sheriff or the captain. Needless to say, their handsome reward of 500 guineas was never collected. And those brave, hearty participants in that decisive blow for American independence lived on to sail the seven seas, bringing new honor and glory to a country they had helped to free. You've just heard the front page drama, The Burning of the Gaspé, commemorating the 170th anniversary of this dramatic chapter in the war for American independence. The descendants of these bold, daring seamen were the men who carried out those early traditions of the sea in the famous Yankee Clippers, a history of which is now being featured currently under the title, When the Yankee Clippers Ruled the Seven Seas, in the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.